This must be it. Hello? Hello? Is anyone here? Who puts a movie studio in a marina anyways? Oh gosh, hi there. Is this the right place for the audition? My name's Valerie Fox. I sure am sorry. I can hardly see you for this light. I'm here to read for the role of female victim.
Why don't you take a step forward? That's it. Right there.
You want me to start from the top?
Sure, honey. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello? Hello? Who's there? You know, I'm really not in the mood for playing games. If there's someone there, you'd better show yourself right now. Is something wrong? I think I should be... Oh my god! What are you? What? No! Stay away from me!
Good morning, Torchwood.
Once upon a time, there were three very different little girls who came to the attention of the British Empire. Marlowe Sweet.
And first prize in the Williamsburg High Science Fair goes to Marlowe Sweet.
I am so honored to be valedictorian for the class of 65.
If we accept Miss Sweet at Yale, she'll be the first Negro girl to study nuclear astrophysics at this institution. Are we really ready for that, gentlemen?
Miss Sweet, do you have any idea how absurd you sound?
Well, you're not listening. I have proof. There are wormholes right here in Connecticut, and aliens already living among us. Who the hell are you?
If I may, my name is Beamish. Your professors might not believe you, but I most certainly do. How would you like a job? Charlie DeBergeau.
Guess she's just a cheap slut like her mom.
Charlie, if you walk out of this trailer, don't you ever come back.
Bye-bye me.
Oh. I'm sorry, ma'am. Your label was sticking out. Just fixed it for you.
Oh, why, thank you, dear. Wait. My necklace. Where's my necklace? It's gone. That girl, she must have taken it. Where did she go?
One last heist, Charlie. A rock unlike any other. You'll be set for life. We all will.
Oh, Dwayne, I got a feeling that ain't no ordinary diamond.
Miss DeBergeau, I regret to inform you that those creatures will not stop until they have that gemstone back. But Torchwood... we can protect you. And Gabriella Martinez.
Abuela, when I'm grown up, I'm going to America. There you can be anything you want to be.
Who's the new driver, Santiago? He's phenomenal.
Who says he's a heat puppy?
Martinez is the best stunt woman in the game.
This ain't like no engine I ever seen before.
I'm afraid that technology wasn't from this world, Gabby. It was alien.
I knew it. Somehow I knew.
If you want to see more, come with me. And those three little girls grew up to become three remarkable ladies. Now they work for me. A secluded mansion in LA is the last outpost of the British Empire. and the first line of defense against extraterrestrial threat on the west coast of the United States. Torchwood.
Good morning, Torchwood.
What is it this time?
Wait. Let me guess. Alien technology to recover? Funny lights in the sky? Another trip down to Roswell? I don't know why they didn't just open the office there. Think what we'd save on gas.
None of the above, dear ladies.
Don't tell us. Sex aliens? Again?
Thankfully not this time, Ms. Martinez. It is, however, a missing persons case.
Okay. That's different. Go on.
Torchwood has received intelligence that young women are going missing from downtown Hollywood. All of them pretty young actresses. Three definitely related cases, possibly a further two. The most recent victim is one Mary Sue Townsend. Stage name, Miss Valerie Fox. Disappeared two nights ago. Her mother back home in Idaho called it in when she couldn't reach her at her lodgings.
Poor girl.
Well, color me confused. Ain't this one for the cops? Girls go missing all the damn time.
She's right. Skin flicks, prostitution, drugs, usually all three. Thousands of Norma Jeans come to Hollywood every year to be the next Marilyn Monroe, and, well, maybe three of them make it. Maybe she doesn't want to be found.
By her mama, least of all.
I'm afraid it's not that simple, dear ladies. I'm sending over some data to your computer right now. Is your infonet online?
Go right ahead.
What are we looking at? You know I don't do numbers.
Torchwood do like to keep an eye on strange happenings in our former colonies. Our interest was piqued when we became aware of the following anomalous fluctuation in GCRs over Los Angeles.
What now?
Galactic cosmic rays. Space radiation.
What does that mean?
Well, each spike occurred on a date when one of the missing girls disappeared.
Oh, I get it. So you think the girls were abducted by aliens? The high GCR levels represent something entering our atmosphere, but perhaps an alien craft?
Ooh, you know I love spaceships.
I'm afraid I do mean aliens, Miss Sweet. It would be quite the coincidence otherwise.
My abuelita, God have mercy on her soul, used to say there was only two things she didn't believe in. One was coincidence.
And the other?
El chupacabra.
Well, your grandmother was definitely right about the first one, Miss Martinez.
Huh? Okay, we're on the case. Send over everything you got on Valerie Fox.
I'll look into 911 calls by UFO sightings, and we'll check out her last known address.
Thank you, dear ladies. You are a credit to Torchwood and to the Empire.
We need to go check out this Valerie Fox's apartment.
Charlie! Could you maybe try getting us in there a little quicker?
Look, it's a tricky lock, okay?
I think the old lady down the hall is watching through her peephole.
Just give me one second. I never made a lock I couldn't.
Why are you wasting time picking the lock? It's a shared house, no? In actress apartments, there's always a key.
Under the mat. Check it out.
Look at that! Good call, Gabby.
She got a roommate?
I called her. She's a model slash dancer slash waitress at Denny's. Hasn't seen Valerie in days.
Cute place.
A little slice of Idaho in the City of Angels.
As American as apple pie. This girl's too sweet for Hollywood. She get eaten alive or turned sour. Come on, let's not waste time. We don't need old Hawkeye down the hall calling the cops on her ass.
It's so sad. How many thousands of girls do you think come out here looking for fame and fortune?
Don't, Gab. It's not too late. We might still find her alive. We got a saying back in Brooklyn. It ain't over till they find body parts floating in the East River.
Oh, that's just darling, Marlo. You know, a few years back, I could have been this girl, fresh off the Greyhound.
Girl, you never came here to be no actress.
No, I came to steal expensive jewelry from people who don't deserve nice jewelry. Same principle.
Oh, sure. Tomato, tomato.
Guys, check this out. Calendar.
Marlo, call it. $10. Kittens or puppies?
Shoot. Puppies?
It's kittens.
Goddamn. What is it?
Audition.
That's all it says?
Uh-huh.
Did you speak to her agent?
I did, but they let her go last month. She wasn't getting enough auditions.
A month ago? So maybe she done got herself a new one. moved into adult entertainment to pay the bills? Keep searching.
B-I-N-G-O.
And Bingo was his name-o?
What was the name of her agent again?
Sandra Leibovitz.
Business card in the bottom of the purse. Don Donahue, theatrical agent.
I got another one over here, too. June Epstein. She probably spoke to dozens of agents.
It's worth a look. Let's try them both. She got their cards. They met her.
Let's get back to the office and run them through the machine. See what it shakes loose.
Guys, I think I got something.
What is that?
Case file for one of the other missing girls. Magician's assistant named Jessica Rodriguez.
Marlo, you want sugar in your coffee?
Keep pouring till the spoons stand up. And look here. Her former agent was none other than...
Don Donahue.
Hey, you don't say...
Cops even question him.
And did he give him anything? Here.
Thanks, baby. Perfect. Yeah, he gave them a solid alibi. Said they parted ways weeks before her, well, disappearing act. But remember what Gabby's abuelita said about coincidence.
Ain't no such thing, Mama. Maybe we should pay Mr. Donahue a little visit.
Marlo? How are your typing skills?
Say what now?
Don Donahue Talent Agency. Don speaking. God damn it, be careful. Jesus. Oh, hi. Sorry, Mac. No, I wasn't talking to you. Julie or Judy or whatever calls in this morning and tells me she's quit to go on vacation or some shit, and the agency sends some colored broad who can't even carry coffee in a straight line.
Sorry, Mr. Donahue. It won't happen again.
Oh, damn right it won't. Oh, what now? Jesus, it never fucking stops. Am I right, Mac?
Yeah, right.
I'll have to call you back, okay?
Later.
Later. You, gonna get that, Marla?
Sorry, Mr. Donahue.
Well, hello there.
Hello. Are you Don Donahue?
Yes, miss, I am. And what can we do for you? Oh, you gotta be in the business. Looking for a new agent, honey? Please, take a seat. What's your name, sugar?
My name is Gabriela Martinez. I'm not an actress.
Oh, well, now that's a shame. A damn shame. With a face and ass like yours, we could make some serious money.
Oh, Mr. Donahue. Oh. You're very kind. I'm actually looking for my roommate. She hasn't been home in a few days, and I'm real worried.
Oh.
She never really told me very much, but I think you were her agent. I'm sorry, I had nowhere else to go.
Oh, honey. What was her name? Excuse me one minute. Hey, Marla, don't you have work to do?
It's Marlo.
Whatever.
Her stage name was Valerie Fox?
Yeah, it doesn't ring a bell, baby.
Really? Redhead with cute little freckles?
Freckles. Oh, wait. I came in for a meeting a few weeks ago, but I didn't take her on as a client.
Why not?
Oh, sweetheart. You have any idea how many girls come through that door? I can't represent all of them. I gotta think about my existing clients.
Wasn't her ass a, how you say, moneymaker?
I'm sure she's a very sweet girl with many fine assets. Look, Gabriella, I wish I could help you out, but I haven't seen your roommate. Say, I bet she's shacked up with some cute busboy in a motel. She'll turn up in no time.
I really hope so. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Donahue.
No problem. Oh, would you look at that? Almost lunchtime. What say you and me go get some food and talk about your options?
Oh, Mr. Donahue... Are you sure?
Oh, sure, I'm sure. You ever tried sushi? It's the latest thing. Raw fish and cold rice. Can you believe it?
Call me old-fashioned, Mr. Donahue, but I prefer my food cooked.
Baby, call me Don. Marla, make sure those invoices are filed by the time I get back.
Yes, Amasa.
What's that?
I said yes, sir, Mr. Donahue.
Come on, honey. If you're not into sushi, I know a great little place around the corner that does the best enchiladas you've ever eaten.
Oh, gee, Mr. Donahue. That sounds swell.
Great.
Charlie?
Where are you?
I'm right outside, Marlo. Okay, let's see what this gizmo can do. I guess I just flick this switch and... What are you hiding, Don Donahue? Gotcha.
Seriously, this place is gonna blow your mind. Hey, maybe we go nuts and get some margaritas, too. What do you say?
Oh, Mr. Donahue.
Shit!
Now put it on expenses. With Don Donahue representing you, it's class all the way, sweetheart. Hey, did you hear that?
You really think I'm pretty enough to be an actress?
Baby cakes. With a face like yours, you can be whatever you want. Sure, we'll have to work on the accent a little, and we'll give you a different name. Gabrielle Martin or something. Worked for Rita Hayworth.
Me? A Hollywood actress? That's crazy.
Leave with Gabby. What a creep.
I know, right? She didn't have to bat her eyes.
So I scanned the building with that x-ray thingamajig you salvaged. There's something metal in the space between the floors.
Wow. That piece of junk actually worked. Damn. I'm good. Okay, let's see what he swept under the rug. Well, looky here. A trap door. Can you help me with this?
Sure.
Ready?
Pull!
That is one serious safe. You think you can crack it?
Please.
Okay, well, make it quick. I don't know how long Gabby can stomach enchiladas and harassment.
I got this. Piece of cake!
What's inside?
Just files.
If they're in a safe, I'm guessing they're not his diner's club bills. Quick. God damn. It's our girls.
Headshots? Resumes? Doesn't prove anything. Every agent in town could have seen the same girls. Donahue will just say he rejected them.
Wait. Look here. The dollhouse.
Says it on Valerie's, too.
Girl, it's written on all of them. Jeez. The dollhouse? How creepy is that?
Damn straight. You think it's some kind of brothel?
Could be. But you need to get your ass out of here because Marla has work to do. Take some pictures of the files in Vamoose. I'll see you back at the crib.
Good evening, Torchwood.
Good evening.
Anything to report, dear ladies?
We linked all the girls to the same Hollywood agent.
A real pendejo who knows nothing about good enchiladas.
We think they might have been sent somewhere called the Dollhouse. That name mean anything to you?
I'm afraid not, Miss Dubiger.
All we have is that word. It ain't enough to turn him over to the cops.
And we have nothing on the space radiation.
GCRs. That's the missing piece of the puzzle.
He hasn't seen me. You think I should audition for this creep? Find out where he sends the girls?
What? No way. Charlie, for all we know, he's chopping these girls up and driving them out to Death Valley.
That wouldn't explain the energy traces. What other choice have we got? Hey, I can handle myself, and it's not like I'd be going in alone. You got my back.
Mm-mm, you'd be bait. I don't like it.
Well, forgive me. It sounds the kind of foolhardy stunt our Captain Harkness would attempt. Loath as I am to put you ladies in peril, it may be our best option. Mr. Peugeot, try to get an appointment, but do be careful. Miss Martinez, Miss Sweet, could you stick to the shadows and keep mum? Don't let her out of your sight.
I could be the next Sybil Shepherd, you think?
There is no part of this plan I even slightly like. We don't know what we're dealing with.
Come on, you got to be his secretary.
Oh, 'cause that's the same.
I regret to say that the safety of this planet may depend on ascertaining who or what this Donahue fellow is working for.
We've done this 100 times before. Let's nail the creep. Find the girls. It's what we do.
First sign of trouble, I'll shoot him.
And she don't miss.
No. Let us gather more information first.
I'm afraid it's an order, Miss Sweet. Set up the operation ASAP. Good luck, dear ladies.
7 p.m. Too late to arrange Charlie's appointment. Which I still don't like, by the way.
I thought we were training tonight.
No, you said we were jogging tonight. I said I was watching match game and getting the good noodles from the Blue Dragon.
Get your sneakers on, girl. It's happening.
Lulu buys everyone beers at Joe's.
You're only saying that because you always win.
I'll give you a half-mile head start.
And you'll still win.
I know. Come on! Can't you tortugas keep up?
I mean it this time. I'm gonna kill her.
You gotta catch me first.
I've decided. I'm gonna do it. I'm going undercover. And I have a story.
You know something, Charlie. I'm getting pretty tired of being bossed around by a disembodied voice coming through a loudspeaker.
Hey.
Yet, you about to go putting yourself in harm's way just to impress me.
That's not why I'm doing this.
Ah, sure, chica. Whatever you say.
Listen, if Valerie is still alive, every second counts. This way is faster.
She's got a point.
I still don't like it.
Okay. Stop for a second. Let's rehydrate. Do I look like the kind of girl who wants to wind up on top of a wedding cake?
Oh, honey, that's exactly what I said.
You get your alimony check yet, Marlo?
Cute, Gabby. Real cute. I'm done with all that. Next man who wants to impress me had better be some Richard Roundtree looking mother who can cook a brisket and darn his own damn socks.
But this job, it don't lend itself to entanglements of a romantic nature.
True, true.
Hey, don't you think we don't know about that spicy little mamacita you got hidden away in San Fernando?
She's just a friend, mama.
Sure she is, Gabby. But who knows? Maybe one day, when I'm done with all this... Say, is Rock Hudson married?
God, would you look at that view? The smog looks kind of pretty, don't you think? Pink and purple and orange and yellow.
Well, that's L.A., right? From a distance, she looks so beautiful. But look a little closer.
Ooh, and she is one dirty bitch.
Brad, you're spoiling it.
No, baby, I'm making it better. Oh, it's so hot. I can't help myself.
Oh, Brad, get off me. I am not making whoopee with you in your car. I'm not some cheap floozy, you know. Look, will you just drive me home?
Come on, Josie, don't be such a tease. You know you want it.
What I want is to go home. I'm on a curfew. My dad'll kill me if I'm not home by midnight.
Gosh darn it, all you Valley girls are the same. You're happy for a guy to pick up the tab and act all cute and sexy, and then you're all talk.
You know, you're being a real drag. Oh my God, what is that?
Jesus!
Brad, what the hell was that?
I think it was a UFO. In Beverly Hills?
Her name was Marla or something. How the hell should I know? She didn't show up. Okay. Okay, well, just send someone else, will you? And make it snappy. Yes.
Oh, hi. Mr. Donahue? We spoke on the phone earlier. I'm Charlotte Dubougeau.
Well, hello there, Miss Dubougeau. Do take a seat. I gotta say, you just improved a shitty day about 200%.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Donahue.
Oh, call me Don. So, you're an actress?
I surely am. Uh-huh. I was Dorothy in my 8th grade production of The Wizard of Oz. Well, I was the understudy. I still got to be a munchkin, though.
Oh, that's great, sweetheart. How long have you been in Hollywood?
Just 2 weeks, sir. You're the first agent I've met with.
Uh-huh. Well, you're a very beautiful girl. How old are you?
21. 24? Okay, I'm 26.
That's fine. We'll tell people you're 23. Just stay out of the sun. Did you prepare a monologue like I asked?
Yes, sir. I prepared a speech from Macbeth.
Oh, to be or not to be. Love it. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready, sir. The raven himself is hoarse that croaks the fatal entrance of Duncan under my battlements. Come, you spirits attend on mortal thoughts. Unsex me here and fill me from the crown to the toe top full of direst cruelty.
Wow. Charlotte, that was really quite something.
You liked it?
Sure. Sure. Real, classy. Sophisticated. Say, Charlotte, if I'm going to take you on as a client, it's important there are no secrets between us.
Of course.
Uh-huh. You got a husband, a boyfriend, kids?
Oh, no. I'm really focused on my craft right now. I'm determined to become an actress.
So I can tell. What about your parents?
Oh, my poor parents, God bless them, died in a fire some years ago.
Oh.
I lived with my aunt in Farmerville, Louisiana, until last week when I came here.
Alone?
Yes, sir. Why?
Hollywood must be very scary for a young woman all by herself.
Oh, it ain't so bad. People have been real nice. I got some money from my waitress job back home, so I can take care of myself.
You are so lucky you found me, Charlotte. You need someone who can look out for you. In fact, I might even have an audition for you today.
Really? So soon?
Hey, this is Hollywood, sweetheart. She moves fast. But you gotta ask yourself, is this what you really want?
Oh, I want it, Mr. Donahue. Surely I do.
Great. Well, I got an address for you. There's a film studio down in Marina Del Rey. You know it?
Sure.
Be there tonight at 10 so you can meet with the movie's investors.
Oh, I'll be there. You mark my words.
A marina? At 10 p.m. Oh, this has got trap written all over it.
You'll be right behind me.
But what if Donahue's just killing these girls?
That don't add up. If he wanted to kill me, he could have done it in his office. There weren't no witnesses.
But kill someone in an office? You gotta dispose of a body in the middle of downtown Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Kill someone in a marina and you can just tie some weights to the ankles and throw it in the water.
I didn't think about that. But that still don't make no sense. Dollhouse. That's what links all the missing girls. If we're gonna find them, we need to find this dollhouse. And the only way we'll do that is if I go meet his investors at Marina Del Rey.
You may be right, but that don't mean I have to like it, girl. Unlike these fries, which are damn fine.
Told you, right? Best burgers in Santa Monica. And you should try the cherry pie, too.
Ooh, with this ass? Uh-uh. But look here. Last night, there was another spike in GCR measurements.
That's the space radiation, right?
Right.
See? I'm learning.
And at that exact same time as a spike, we picked up a whole bunch of 911 calls. People calling the police to tell them about weird lights in the sky.
Spaceships!
Maybe.
Coming or going?
My guess is coming. For Charlie.
Ha ha, very funny.
But we gotta assume there's a connection.
Listen, Charlie, there's still time if you don't want to do this.
Marlo, child, you should know by now that quitting ain't in my vocabulary.
You ladies can trace me with that tracking device we got from Area 51, right?
Right.
So let's do this.
Charlie, can you hear us? Over.
Receiving. The docks look pretty quiet. I'm going in.
Extreme caution, girl. We waiting on the tugboat tethered up 50 meters to your left. You see us?
Roger that. I'm going into the studio now.
Hello? Is there anyone here?
Charlie, honey, come on up.
Where are you?
Oh, we're in the audience, sugar. I'm with the producer.
Hello. I'm Charlotte DuBougeau. I sure am pleased to make your acquaintance. Sorry, sir, I can't see you too well.
That's okay, baby doll. We can see you just fine.
Do you want me to do my monologue again, or is there a script?
She's not too old, though. Look at her. She's smoking hot.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Just one second, honey. And she's a blonde. They always fetch more.
Okay, this is starting to creep me out a little.
And nothing to worry about, baby cakes.
Is that? Are you wearing a gas mask? Oh, shit.
Charlie, what's going on? Over.
Stay back! This isn't safe! Use the tracker! Follow me! Hello?
Charlie!
Goddamn. Stay back, my ass! We're going in.
Right behind you.
What the hell is that?
Look!
Holy shit! Take cover!
Did you see that? It was incredible! I never saw anything like it. Some kind of stealth craft. I wonder how fast it was. I wonder how it handles. Imagine if we had one!
Not now, Gabby! Come on, we gotta check out the studio. Some kind of knockout gas is my guess. Stand back. Wait for it to clear. Charlie, you here?
They took her.
If those bastards hurt her, I swear.
Okay. Take a breath, Marlo. This was the plan, remember? We can still track her.
Sure, we can track her. If she's still on the goddamn planet.
Get off me! Where am I? Ow! That hurt. Stop it! My legs don't need waxing, thank you kindly. Oh, don't you dare. Not there. No!
This is quiet.
Ah, you bitch! Why are you doing this? Lady? You!
Hey, relax, baby. Just a little beauty treatment or two. We're making you look your best. Don't you want to look pretty, Charlie? Sedate her.
No! Don't touch me! Let me go!
Now, hurry it up. The auction is about to begin.
What the...
Thank God. I thought you were dead. You okay?
Girl, you scared me half to death. I didn't see you there. You're Valerie, right?
How did you know?
Don't worry about that. But I'm here to get us out of here. And out of these cheap-ass dresses. Can you get up?
No. There's something in those drugs they gave us. I can't move.
Oh, damn it, me neither. My name's Charlie, by the way.
Those things. What are they? I only got a glimpse of one of them, but it was hideous.
I don't know exactly what they are or where they came from, but it ain't Earth.
You mean aliens? From outer space?
Yep.
Lady, are you high?
You gotta trust me on this. Aliens are real, but they ain't all bad. Some of the best people I've ever met were from outer space. But these ones need their asses kicking in a bad way. And they're gonna get it. Do you know where we are?
I think it's a hotel.
Looks like. You remember getting here? How long it took?
I was so out of it. One time, some guy at a party slipped me half a Quaalude. It was like that, but it can't have been more than half an hour.
Good. That means we're still in L.A. Better yet, on Earth.
On Earth? Are you crazy?
Shh! I think someone's coming. Oh, it's your friend and mine, the waxing lady.
Ma'am, I don't got any hair left. You pulled out every last one. You hear me?
Wait, they're bringing in another girl. How many of us are there?
I know her. Jessica! Jessica, is that you?
Who is she?
Magician's assistant. Vanished a couple of days before you did.
Hey! Is she okay? Hey! I'm talking to you!
Sit now.
What's wrong with her?
Must have drugged her or something. Whatever it was, looks stronger than what they gave us.
Hey, lady! What's going on? What's up with her? You know, you're breaking about 10 federal laws here. Kidnapping, false imprisonment, drugging, theft of pubic hair. Hey, answer me!
She never speaks unless she wants you to do something. She just does hair and makeup.
Hey, I make you pretty now, yes?
Ugh, come on, girl to girl, can't you just let us go? Hey, hey, get off me! How can you do this? What? Do they pay you? How much? Is it worth it?
They're beautiful.
So much for feminism. The very worst type of woman, Valerie, is one who uses the patriarchy because it benefits her at the expense of other women.
What?
Maybe later. Hey, are you okay? Jessica, can you hear me?
Is she
dead? No, I can see her breathing.
But she isn't even blinking.
Jessica! Honey! Snap out of it, girl!
She's like a doll.
Could you maybe turn that down?
It helps me concentrate.
Well, it makes me want to get out and hitchhike.
Better?
Mucho gracias.
Now, get off the freeway. Take Palms. I'm getting a trace. Charlie's either in West Hollywood or Beverly Hills.
They took her to Beverly Hills? Classy.
Who knows, Gab? Maybe the aliens needed Rodeo Drive. I hear they got a sale on at Giorgio's.
That tone is not helping.
Thankfully, this tracking device is. Girl, I got a fix. What's at the corner of Wilshire and South Weatherly?
Hotel, the Wisemore?
Then that's where she is. Step on it.
Hold tight!
Up and at 'em, ladies! Oh, wait. You can't move. Too bad.
I take it I passed the audition?
Oh, with flying colors. The dealer thinks for a slightly older model, you'll sell right away.
Charming. Alien buyers, right? Let me guess, Mr. Donahue. You act as a broker of some sort, supplying girls to this dealer who then sells us on?
Jackpot. I must say, Miss Dubougeau, you seem overwhelmingly underwhelmed by this turn of events. Cop?
Worse.
Ah, FBI? CIA? ATF?
Torchwood. You won't have heard of us, but your alien buddies might have. And if they have, they should be pretty damn scared.
Ooh, is that right? Don't think so, sweetheart. All I see is a little girl with a big mouth and nice legs. Darling, you can't move. And even if you could, you must weigh 90 pounds soaking wet.
That's my favorite villain speech. I love hearing it right before I kill a bad guy. Makes me feel less sore about it when I'm laying in bed at night.
You really are a firecracker. Shame will have to numb the part of your cerebral cortex that controls speech, ain't it?
Is that what you did to her?
Oh, yes. Jessica's sold already. She's about to go to her new home. Oh, you don't know how lucky you are. A new life out among the stars. Isn't that what everyone comes to Hollywood for?
So what's the deal, Dom? Sex slaves? Is that what this is? Intergalactic sex trafficking?
Oh, sweetheart. I'm no pimp. You're dolls.
Wait, what did you just say?
They're doll collectors. Where these guys come from, human dolls are the height of fashion. Mostly for kids. A few adult collectors, too. They like the rare ones. Redheads, for example.
Don't you touch me, pig!
They dress you up, do your hair and makeup. You'll be very well taken care of.
You can't be serious.
Oh, that's not even the best part. They've got this living plastic stuff. They inject it into your skin. You won't age a day. Face as smooth as a baby's butt. I said, you guys could make a killing selling that stuff to some of the A-listers down here.
Get off me!
No biting. Play nice, baby. Time to smile for the buyers.
Whatever they do with us, if you're selling and buying women, you're a pimp. Come on, let's go. You can end this. We, the people I work with, we can protect you from the aliens, if that's what you need.
Oh, honey. You want to know the sad part? 25 years in Hollywood, I've seen a lot worse than this. This is child's play. Spend one night at a producer's pool party, you'll see shit you can't unsee for the rest of your life. You don't even want to know what I had to do to get my first job in this cesspit of a town. But that's fucking showbiz, kiddo. Consider yourself lucky they don't kill you.
Last chance, Don, or this won't end well.
Oh, it'll end with me being a very rich man, honey. Here's our escort. Now, don't try anything. You won't get far if you try to run. And remember, big smiles. Big smiles! Ladies and gentlemen, a warm welcome to this evening's auction at the Wisemore Beverly Hills. Greetings also to our buyers who join us remotely via satellite. We have some exquisite dolls for sale tonight. True, one-of-a-kind collector's items. Dolls to cherish for generations. If you're ready to bid, we shall begin. Excellent. Our first item is very special. Lot number one is Valerie.
Don't touch me.
As you can see, Valerie is a natural redhead. Very rare indeed. Gorgeous alabaster skin. 5'7" and just 115 pounds. Isn't she a delight? Shall we open tonight's bidding at $100,000? I have 110, 120, 125, 130. Do I have 150? Excellent. 160, 165, 170. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Just look at her. This is a one-time only offer. Are you going to let this beautiful specimen slip away? 170. Do I have 175? 175. Do I have 180? 180. I have 180 in the room. Any advance on 180? No. Going once, going twice, sold to buyer number 12. Congratulations, sir. You are the proud owner of lot one.
Let me go.
Pipe down, baby. There's a good girl. We'll have her processed and ready to take home at the end of the auction. Okay, moving on to lot two.
Wow. Look at this place. I think that chandelier has a chandelier. Okay, where is she?
Ballroom. Top floor.
Yeah, figures. Look at that sign.
Please be aware that the Grand Ballroom is closed for the duration of this evening. Staff and guests are not permitted above the 10th floor. Well, good thing we ain't neither staff nor guests now, ain't it?
Let's go.
I hope you got a plan for getting us in there.
Next up, we have Charlotte. Isn't she a picture? Natural blonde.
Who are you trying to get? This is out of a bottle, sugar.
Zip it, sweet cakes. Charlotte is 5'5" and 120 pounds. There is some age damage, so we'll open bidding at $75,000.
Oh, I am gonna kick your ass so hard.
I'd like to see you try. Do I have 75? 75 to begin. I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. I expressly ask that we not be disturbed. Who is it?
Room service.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
More champagne, sir? Compliments at the hotel?
Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Listen, would you just, I don't know, leave the tray at the door, okay?
Last thing I need is to spend all freaking night disposing of witnesses.
Yes, sir. Whatever you say.
Hey, what did I say about Marla?
Put your hands in the air, motherfucker!
Charlie, get down! Marlo, take cover!
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold your fire. I'm sure we can resolve this amicably.
Gabby, cover the fire escape! Get away! Something. I can't get a clear shot.
Charlie, look. Danny's getting away.
Oh, hell no.
Where do you think you're going, asshole?
Get off me, you bitch.
One more move and they'll be shampooing your brain out of this carpet for weeks. Clear.
Where's Valerie?
One of those creeps took her. There was nothing I could do.
I said get off of me.
What do I do with this jerk?
Pop quiz, Mr. Donahue.
Marla, it is you.
It's Marlo. Marlo. M-A-R-L-O-W. Valerie, where are they taking her?
The hell should I know?
Try again, sugar.
They have a mothership or something just outside Earth's atmosphere.
That explains the radiation. How do they get to it?
They got shuttles.
Like the one we saw at the docks. We have to go after them.
Affirmative.
And what about me?
You get to grow old and die in a cell.
You think I don't know every judge in this goddamn town? They're as crooked as a zigzag, honey. I'll be out in days.
Who said anything about a trial? What's that sound?
It's one of their spaceships.
Ah, there they go.
Marlo, come on!
Damn! We're too late.
No, we're not. We can still go after them. Look, they left one of the shuttles behind.
Girl, you crazy? You do not know how to fly that thing.
This is what I do. Remember the Terraleptal cruiser? I figured that out fast enough, didn't I? Come on, we're wasting time.
Jesus, we must be crazy.
Marla! 6 o'clock! Hostile target.
It's getting away. If that thing gets out onto Wilshire, there'll be chaos.
Traffic's bad enough on the best days.
I'll go get it. You two get Valerie, and goddammit, Gabby, you fly safe now, you hear?
Always.
Good luck.
Okay, how hard can this be? I bet you anything that this releases. Oh, see? Hatch. Get in.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Easy as pie. Planes are all pretty much the same.
This ain't a plane, Gabby. It's an alien spaceship.
Oh, mama. This is why I joined Torchwood. Buckle up, baby. Okay, that's oxygen. ignition, I guess. Thrusters. Okay, here we go. Ah! Oh, sorry. The controls are a little sensitive. I got it now. See? Like riding a bike.
Yeah, a flying space bike. Totally normal. Just another day in Torchwood.
Hold tight.
Freeze or I'll shoot.
I don't even know if this brother speaks English.
Damn!
What? What is that?
Look at its face.
Everybody get down! Anyone hurt?
What was that thing?
Should we call the police?
Don't worry. We just shooting a movie.
Oh.
But where are the cameras?
They're everywhere. Hidden behind mirrors, you know?
We're going to be in a film. How awfully exciting. What's it called?
Alien. Open spring 79. Welcome to Hollywood. Either some kid spilled a lime slushy or that mother left me a trail of bright green blood to follow. Oh, I love me a dark alley. Listen up. If you can understand me, come out with your hands up. I can help you get back to your ship and your planet. We just need to talk. What you're doing is illegal, whatever you've been told. Now, I don't want to hurt you. Come on out now, nice and slow. Get off me! Thank you. You saved my life.
No worries, sugar. Weird looking guy. Pimp or John?
Huh? Pimp, I guess?
Mine's a real asshole too, but I got your back, girl.
And we got yours.
Charlie, can you see the scanner? Is it active?
Yes. I got one other shuttle. It's moving fast.
Still in the atmosphere?
Affirmative.
Then let's see how fast this baby can go.
Oh, I think I'm gonna puke.
Are we gaining ground?
Yes. What are you thinking?
Intercept before they can leave the Earth's atmosphere. We don't know if we'll be able to breathe out there.
But how else would the dolls, girls, God, women, breathe?
You wanna test that theory?
Good call. This thing got guns?
I can't shoot it down. Not with Valerie aboard.
So what you gonna do?
Watch and learn, honey. Watch and learn.
Gabby, look out! We're too close! Jesus, Gail!
Relax!
You'll crash it!
Just a friendly nudge!
Their wing's on fire!
Good! I'm gonna force them to land!
They're going down! Gabby, why am I shaking? Is that meant to happen?
Keep tracking them! We're damaged! I'm bringing us in!
This is LA! Where the hell are we gonna land?
It's okay! I'm flying us away from populated areas!
Was that the Hollywood sign? Gabby, you just clipped the D!
Oops, sorry! Crash position! Now! Brace! Charlie, you okay?
I'll live.
Quickly, I smell fuel. Get out in case this baby blows. You okay?
Never again, Gabby. You hear me? Never again. No, come on. I don't want to lose them. Look, through the trees. See that smoke? That must be the other shuttle.
Let's get closer.
Stay low. There it is. The shuttle doesn't look too beat up. They must have landed it safely.
What are you trying to say?
I don't see them, though. They must have made a run for it.
They kind of go far. Split up. Circle the perimeter.
This would be so much easier if Marlo was here. Where is she? Oh, I cannot drive in these heels. Gabby? Charlie? Come in. This is Marlo. Are you receiving? I think I just heard an explosion up in the hills and I can see smoke. You okay? Over. Goddamn, girls, if you can hear me, Charlie's tracker is still working, so I'm using that to find your location. Over.
Let me go. Help me. Someone help.
Gab, can you hear me?
Affirmative. Over. I just heard her scream.
It's Valerie. I can see them. She's with two hostiles. Do you have a visual? Over.
Affirmative. But I don't have a clear shot. Over.
Me neither. Create a diversion. Over.
Affirmative.
That's it. You go shooting your little laser guns over there. I gotcha. I gotcha. Just like shooting tin cans back at the trailer park.
Hello? Who's there?
Valerie? You hurt?
I'm okay, but I can't move. I'm chained to this thing.
It's okay. I'm right here. You're safe now.
Thank you. Charlie! Oh, God, help me!
Get down! Charlie! Charlie, are you okay?
Oh, Jesus. It hurts.
Hold on. Okay. We're gonna get you some help. Marlo! Marlo, are you receiving me? Over.
Is she okay? I thought that thing was dead. It looked dead.
Gabby, I can't see you. Where are you? Don't leave me.
No. No, I would never leave you. You're my sister, you know that?
Gabby, tell Marlo.
Oh, no, you don't. You tell her yourself. You're gonna be fine. Just fine.
Gabby, it's okay. It's okay. We had so much fun, didn't we?
And it ain't over yet. So stay with me, girl.
Stopped a lot of bad guys, didn't I? Not bad for a small-time cat burglar from Louisiana. Not bad at all.
Charlie.
This is how it was meant to be, sugar.
Charlie, please. Just hold on. Please.
I only ever wanted someone there, you know? And I'm real happy it was you.
That's right, sir. It was a truck carrying toxic waste, so we have to keep the area sealed off for now. Move along. Nothing to see here. There's a diversion in place. Thank you for your cooperation at this time. There you are. You had me real worried for a moment. Gabby? Gabby, what's up? Where's Charlie?
Marlo.
Where's Charlie? No.
I'll get it. Oh, hi, Valerie. Come on in.
Hey, Val.
How are you doing?
I'm fine. I just wanted to deliver these flowers in person. I wasn't sure when the funeral was, so... They're not much, but...
Thanks, honey. They're beautiful. Let me find a vase for them.
You know, everything was so crazy, I never had a chance to thank you for saving me.
That's what we do.
All in a day's work. You didn't tell no one about what happened, right?
Oh, of course not. Who'd believe me?
Because we don't want to have to drug you and wipe your memories now, do we?
What?
Ignore her. She's kidding. Probably.
Oh, okay. I wanted to say how sorry I am about what happened. I mean it. Charlie seemed super nice.
That girl was the best.
Say, you know, if you need any help around here, if there's anything I can do, I'm not clever and fancy like you girls, but I'm from a farm. I learned how to fire a gun before kindergarten, and I can castrate a bull in less than 10 seconds.
Really? Wow. That is quite a talent you've got there.
Listen, Valerie, it's a kind offer, but...
I'm a quick learner. I swear to God, I don't know where those aliens came from, but if we're being invaded, I can't just go back to pretending to be an actress. Shucks, I wasn't even very good at it. But I figure I can either be scared of things I don't understand, or I can do something about them. Why be in a movie if real life is more exciting?
What we do, you saw it. It's dangerous. Charlie wasn't the first Torchwood agent to die in the line of duty, and she won't be the last.
I nearly died as a crappy actress. At least this way I get to help people. I feel like I owe you.
You owe us nothing, honey.
Say, aren't you gonna get that?
No.
We don't answer to that. Not anymore.